We're joined by a very special guest this morning, the Secretary of the Treasury, John Snow, who's in charge with, keeping up with the money more than anything else, Mr. Secretary.
That's right. Hey, good to be on with you.
Good to have you with us again. And congratulations, by the way, on another good jobs report. On Friday, the labor market showed another 78,000 or so jobs being created. A little bit of a slowdown from what we've seen in the last couple of months, but you have to be pleased with the continuing job creation numbers that the Treasury released on Friday.
Yeah, we are, Steve. And the fact that the unemployment rate has come down, you know, it's now down to 5.1, very low by historical standards. I think we're on a good path with the economy here, and we're going to see a lot of good jobs created in the months ahead. And I'm really pleased to see that compensation levels, hourly compensation, has been rising at a good pace.
One of the interesting things is that when you see a slower month, and again, 78,000 jobs net in a single month is pretty good, but when you've had hundreds of thousands in each of the other months, when it comes in 100,000 more than expected, it doesn't seem to get as much play as when it comes in a little lower than expected.
Well, that's
part of Washington, I guess.
I guess so. You know, we came in somewhat under the forecast this time, but for the prior month, we came in way over it. These things, they bounce around. This isn't a precise science of forecasting the jobs in a given month. But over the course of the year, I think we're going to see a pattern much like last year where some 2 million jobs were created.
Which, you know, when those first predictions came out that the economy could create 2 million jobs during an election year, a lot of people were scoffing at that, saying, oh, that's an impossible number. That's just trying to put a nice gloss on the rose to try and paint a pretty picture for the election year. And yet that's about what the number came in.
Exactly. Oh, I remember the criticism we got when we said it looks like it'll be about 2 million. And there were scoffing and guffawing and so on. And yet that's exactly where it came in. And it looks like we're on the similar pattern for this year, creating, you know, 150 to 200,000 jobs a month on average.
Now, there's always a debate, Mr. Secretary, of what kind of job counting you use, whether you use the household method or whether you use the employment method. A lot of the small business growth, entrepreneurs who start their own business, who are self-employed, a lot of times don't get counted in these employment figures, and that's where a real big part of the growth of the economy really lies.
Well, you're absolutely right, Steve. The payroll survey that we use to as the one we point to most of the time, and most of the commentaries are on the payroll survey, it misses the self-employed, the new business startups. And since there are a lot more self-employed, and since the economy is creating a lot of startup businesses, the payroll survey probably should be supplemented with a household survey to give a better picture.
And at the end of the day, that really kind of leads into the other big issue that you guys are focused on. I know the president's still spending a lot of capital, political and otherwise, time, effort, and energy promoting Social Security reform to help folks as they create those jobs, both in the payroll sector and through entrepreneurship. And at the end of the day, want to have something when they retire. The Social Security battle continues to loom, and yet it looks like the president is having a difficult time getting popular traction for that issue. Are you disappointed that the public hasn't responded more roundly to the president's call for reform?
Well, I think we're right now at that critical phase where the focus is on the Congress, Steve, and in both the House and the Senate, the chairman of the committees that oversee the legislation are holding hearings and are getting ready to go to markup. And what we're working on now real hard is making sure the votes are there coming out of the markup to take the legislation to the floor of the House and the Senate. So I think the president has succeeded in getting the issue before the American people and getting the American people to realize that there's a problem. There are very few people today who haven't heard about Social Security and who don't realize that there's a problem. Now the issue is, having teed the issue up, how do we fix it?
Particularly when you've got the Congress, it seems, to some extent, playing the rope-a-dope, where they're just going to sit back and wait for the president to do the heavy lifting. He's having to make all the proposals. They're not coming back with any proposals of their own. Basically, they're doing the rope-a-dope on him, it seems like.
Well, that is disappointing that we aren't hearing more from the other side. I've got to be frank with you. There have been a few from the other side who've come forward with ideas, but very few. President is basically saying, here are my ideas. If you like them, let's work together to fix the problem. If you've got better ideas or don't like my ideas, put your ideas on the table. I'm open to ideas. And the sad thing here, and it really is sad, that on an issue of this importance, the other side isn't responding, isn't putting forward their own plan, isn't even putting forward their own ideas. All they're doing is criticizing.
Part of the problem, Mr. Secretary, is that it seems that those who would most benefit from a reform plan, those who are under 35 years of age, who under current guidelines really aren't going to see anything at the end of the day, they seem the most disconnected from the issue, while those over age 55, who the president has promised will not be adversely affected, are the ones ginned up by the AARP and others who are showing the most opposition to a plan that won't affect them, while those who would most benefit from the plan seem completely disconnected to the issue.
Well, it's you're right. Part of the issue there, of course, though, is that young people are so engaged in everything else.
And the idea of retirement is just so far away.
Exactly. The idea, it's an eternity away, and so they're not really focused on it.
What needs to be done to change that mentality, or can it be done?
Well, I don't know. I think youth are always going to be youth and always have this sense of immortality. I do find, though, when you go to a college campus and you sit down with young people and you point out to them the problems with Social Security and the fact the system can't afford to pay the benefits that are promised, and then say, how do we help you, and call attention to the president's personal accounts, the ability to save and have those savings build up, young people get it. The problem is you can't talk to every young person in the country.
Does the president have to succeed this year, or is there a chance if we move into the next year as we start getting closer to another round of elections, does it just get pushed off again? Is this a make-or-break time for this issue?
Well, I think it's an awfully important time. I really do. And I think we're going to succeed. I spent some time yesterday with Chairman Grassley of the Senate Finance Committee. He is committed to moving this. I've talked to Chairman Thomas of the House Ways and Means. He's committed to moving it. These are two strong leaders who know how to make things happen in the Senate and the House. They're working it awful hard. I remain confident that we'll see legislation this year, good legislation, that the president can sign.
Secretary of the Treasury, John Snow, always a pleasure to visit with you. Come see us in Nashville sometime and say hello.